You're listening to the Budget Cinema Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Budget Cinema Podcast. From now on, we're just going to talk about whatever when it comes to movies, because I got this, and I've got the Ron Petit Show back, and I'm just kind of going off on a tear when it comes to hosting. But this episode, we are going to talk about something fantastic. I just got back from the theater. I just got back from seeing Ghostbusters Afterlife. There's a lot to unpack. Like, I literally just got home from the theater and I took off my pants, stop it, pervert. And I'm sitting here trying to collect my thoughts. It seems like they got rid of part two. They ignored part two existed, with the exception of one little thing, maybe. But it's very Amblin infused. This feels like a Spielberg movie, and I mean that in a very good way. It's one of those things where, well, and I am going to get into spoilers, so just, well, maybe not. I might get into one spoiler, just one important spoiler. I'm a big Ghostbusters fan. The original film is 10 out of 10 for me. Granted, it doesn't hold up against some of the classic comedies, but it's still a fantastic film. I love it so much. And this is a fun movie. It's fun, and it tugs at your heartstrings, and McKenna Grace is amazing in it as Egon's granddaughter. It's very Monster Squad-ish. There's a lot of heart in this one that there isn't in the original, so the Ghostbusters storyline could end right now. This could be it. I mean, I don't think it will, because there are some things that kind of lead to maybe there being another one. But ultimately, this was a good sequel to the original movie. Basically what happens, Carrie Coon plays Egon's daughter, gets evicted. Egon's passed on. They move to this house that he had in the middle of nowhere in Oklahoma. And things start happening. I don't want to say too much because it gets deep into spoiler territory. But it's, yeah, it's just so, I can't even, I really should have thought about this before I started doing this, but I really wanted to talk about it and get it out there. And there are a lot of people who are naysaying this film, saying, oh, it's the animated corpse of Ghostbusters. No, it's not. It's a film about a family. It's not a film about starting a business. That's two different things. You know, the original Ghostbusters is about three guys starting a business and what they have to go through. It just so happens to be, you know, a ghost just happened to be the underlying thing, theme of the movie. And this is about a family trying to come to terms with a loved one's past that may or may not be what they think it is or what it is. And so they're trying to deal with that. But it's touching and it's funny in all the right moments. McKenna Grace, again, fantastic. Paul Rudd, fantastic. But then again, Paul Rudd is good in everything. I have yet to see Paul Rudd. The movie may be bad, but Paul Rudd's great. You know, I can't wait to see him in a movie in 300 years, you know, because he's a vampire. But that's besides the point. It almost feels like, though, there are certain things. This isn't a perfect movie. I'll give you my rating at the end. But it's like they were trying to find people to replace
the original Ghostbusters, and some of them didn't work. You know, some of them didn't seem to click. And if they hadn't tried to do that, then I think it would have been, you know, it would have been a little bit better. But there was one character that I don't want to get into. But when you watch the movie, you will be like, yep, that guy didn't need to be there. That's an annoying motherfucker. And yeah, bye-bye. Just bye-bye, pal. You don't need to be in this film. They're the only annoying character in the original Ghostbusters is, I would say, Walter Peck from the EPA. And even him, he was meant to be that way for the sake of the film. You know? For the sake of being one of the antagonists. But yeah, it's one of those things, and I just, oh my god, this movie was really good. I can't wait for it to come out on Blu-ray so I can buy it, because I will buy it. 100%. Now, I'm going to get into a spoiler about the end. So, I'll tell you my rating now in case you want to turn it off. If you don't want to be spoiled. So my rating for this Ghostbusters is an 8 out of 10, because I feel like that one character really dragged it down, and it, I don't know, there's just something special in my heart about the first one. You know, the first one was one of the first movies my mom took me to see in the theater, and it holds a very special place in my heart. And going to see this one with people that I care about, and It has another special place in my heart. But that isn't impacting my, it doesn't make me want to like the movie more. It makes me put it on a higher standard. And it makes me, judge it harsher. You know, and if I judge this movie harshly because I need it to mean so much to me, and I give it an 8 out of 10, it must mean something. So for those of you who don't want to be spoiled and are about to dip out, I understand, and I'm sorry, but I have to talk about this. I really do. So I want to thank those people. Head over to patreon.com/ I'm Uncle Ron, and you can support the Ron Pertee Show. You can support the Budget Cinema Podcast. You can support my live Twitch stream. You can support the videos that I put out. All sorts of stuff. Just ridiculous online content. And don't forget to follow me on social media at I'm Uncle Ron on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So thank you so much for that. And if those of you who are leaving because you don't want to be spoiled, I understand it, and we will talk to you next time. But for those that are okay with being spoiled, here we go. I went into this hoping that they wouldn't CGI Egon. You know, I didn't want them to play that card. They did. However, they did it in a very touching way. And they didn't have anybody try to recreate his voice. In the film, he dies in the beginning. We're in spoiler territory now. He dies in the beginning of the movie, so he ends up being a ghost on his own property. And he's, like, teaching Phoebe, his granddaughter, like, he's kind of guiding her through things. And then you see him at the end, during the big battle, and he never says a word, but it's still touching, and it's super emotional. And I'm not going to lie, I cried. It moved me, this big bad man, to tears. And I love this movie for it. It made me laugh, it made me cry. It's an overall experience. Let's not talk about what happened in the theater, though. Let's not talk about the loud-ass kids or the people behind us who were, like, talking every 5 seconds about everything that was going on, the person a few rows away that I could smell because of the cologne that they took a bath in. that was fun. One little thing I do want to mention, though, is in one of the sequences, you see the movie theater marquee, and they're showing a film called Cannibal Girls. If you don't know, that's Ivan Reitman's first movie. That was a nice little Easter egg, and I hope fans of Ivan Reitman saw that and they caught it. And I even leaned over and I told my friend, I'm like, that was Ivan Reitman's first movie. But see, that's all I mentioned. That's all I did. I wasn't sitting there talking about every little thing. And the nostalgia in this works as a way, in a way to inform the current characters of what happened before. You know, so it's one of those situations where it's not there to kind of like point to people and be like, oh, remember this? It's more of a way to show like, hey, look, this happened and this happened. So, but yeah, check it out if you get a chance. Go to the theater. It's worth it. Or wait for streaming if that's your bag. I wish that's another thing is I wish Sony would just say, okay, well, the first couple of days, it's in the theaters. But after that, we're going to put it on for rental for like $10, which is still cheaper than going to the theater. And you don't have all the hassle and all the bullshit. So, but thank you all for tuning in. It is, yeah, this is part of the Uncle Ron's Drive-In Network. And don't forget to head over to patreon.com/ I'm Uncle Ron, and you can support all the ridiculous online content that I make, like this show. So, again, thank you so much. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at I'm Uncle Ron. And I want to thank everybody who sticks by me. I know it's hard sometimes. But I've just decided that hosting is kind of my thing. So I'm going to go all in on it. But yeah. So be careful out there, everybody. Stay safe. Don't be sure to get Paul Rudd to ask for permission before he bites your neck to suck your blood so he can stay young. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you later.